Welcome to Moving Through and Beyond, a podcast dedicated to sharing inspired journeys of redefining life, vision, and purpose after immense hardship and grief. My goal with this podcast is to give you hope and to let my guest journeys inspire you to make the choice to keep looking up. I'm your host, Carrie Conley. I've started a community dedicated to young adults, their supporting families and friends, focusing on igniting voices and building a future with purpose. Guided by my passionate vision and the transformative Vision is Victory program, we aim to provide tools that solidify self-worth, establish an authentic sense of belonging, and help members like you design a visionary blueprint for their future. We will provide you with resources, workshops, and mentorship opportunities to empower you to overcome obstacles and lead with confidence. Whether you're a young adult seeking guidance, a parent or family member supporting a loved one, or someone passionate about making a difference, you're in the right place. Together, we'll build futures filled with hope, purpose, and victory. Join my Vision is Victory Facebook group and head to the description right now to find out how. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Moving Through and Beyond. I love when people hop on here ready with paper and pen to take some notes because I am going to give you another exercise to think about today to help you with your goal setting. I know a lot of us set big goals, especially at the beginning of the year, but statistically, less than 8% of us ever do. So I want to say a couple of things, and I'm going to walk you through writing down some of your goals, right? First thing is, I did an episode entitled How to Get Clarity on the Direction of Your Life. And if you have not listened to that yet, I encourage you that after you listen to this to go back and listen to that, because it is a big exercise on how to write a big, beautiful vision for your life, which will help make what we're about to do today a whole lot more sense. I also did an episode entitled The Front Row. Also another powerful exercise that I dropped in there that I hope you'll take some time to listen to and share out. But today I want to teach you a little secret I learned on how to really, really lock into some powerful goals that you'll actually follow through with, through on. It's no surprise that we get super frustrated when a year goes by and we set the same goals over and over. And we can't figure out why we just can't make some forward motion in that direction. So here's what I'm going to tell you. So when you take the time to sit down and write your vision like I teach in that first episode, a lot of things start to pop up in your mind. And when I do a live workshop in front of like groups of people, either on stage or on a virtual Zoom or something like that, and I actually get people to write their vision, I give them the time to do that. When I am done with that, I ask them to start sharing with me how they're feeling about what they just wrote. A lot of positivity comes out of that, obviously. People tell me, wow, this is so exciting. I'm feeling so inspired right now. I can see some light at the end of the tunnel. I'm starting to feel like I'm going to start following my own path. It's really exciting. But a lot of times people tell me that they have some negative narrative going on. Things like, who am I to actually, you know, dream this big? I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy. There's no possible way that I can achieve this with where I am right now. I won't have the support. I'm scared to death to make these changes. I mean, the list is long. And here's what I want you to know. After I get them to write the big vision, the next step we do is we start talking about how do we now set some quantifiable goals. I'm sure many of you heard the acronym SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. S stands for very specific. The M is for measurable, meaning there's quantitative measures on it. A stands for achievable, attainable. R is for relevant. I like to use the word relevant because I ask myself, does this relate to the big vision of where I'm going? And then the last one is always my favorite, which really trips people up, is that you've got a timestamp on achieving it. You know, I love vision boards. I have one. I've always had one. I think they're fun to make and they are very, very powerful to look at on a regular basis. But where most people stop is they don't put deadlines on some of those goals to achieve those things. And so it becomes a someday plan. Someday I'll have that beach house. Someday I'll have that car. Someday I'll have that family. And, you know, we can just drift through life without it. So we've got to have some really solid quantifiable goals with some timestamps on them. So when I started teaching vision, this has now been well over 30 years ago, and officially started walking people through writing their vision and, following their own path, I was teaching this to a group of people, and I told them to look at this visually like it was a funnel. So the great big circle on the top of your funnel, if you were to draw this out on paper, right, is your three-year vision. And then underneath the circle is the cone part, right? So I was teaching this to my best friend, actually, over the phone, because this was way before Zoom. And she said, well, mine looks like an ice cream cone. And I said, well, that's way more fun. So I want you to, if you will, draw an ice cream cone on your pieces of paper that I know you have in front of you, and put 3 years inside the cone part, your favorite scoop, inside your ice cream scoop. And then in the cone, I want you to draw three lines. So a third the way down, I want you to just draw a line. Midway through the cone, draw another line. And a third the way up from the bottom, draw another line. All right, so starting from the top, the first line down, write 1 year goals. The midline should be 6 months. And the last line, a third the way up from the bottom, write 90 days and circle that, right? And the tip of the cone becomes where you are right now, so it's daily action. So this is the key, you guys. You're taking this big three-year vision. For a lot of us, can be very overwhelming. And I know that when we get overwhelmed, we tend to shut down and not do anything. So what I want to do is help you just kind of reverse engineer some of your goals. So we're just going to be talking about 1 year, and I'm going to be giving some examples from some of my past clients to really bring this in and help you write a goal very powerfully. So let's say 1 year from now, you have a goal in the area of fitness and health. And I literally am going to use somebody, a young woman who was in a workshop of mine years ago, and she had a goal in this area. And I had her tell me what the goal was. And she said, I want to lose weight by the end of the year. And I said, okay, let's test this out. Is it specific? It's not measurable. It does not have a number on it. So we had to get her to get really real about how much weight do you want to lose. So we nailed her down into 20, I don't remember, but let's say 20 pounds. And is it achievable? Yes. Is it relevant to the vision she has for her life? Yes. And did it have a timestamp on it? So yes, she's saying by the end of the year. So we put December 31st, whatever year this was, 2020, right? So now we've got a really smart, specific goal. So I want you now to think about one area of your life that you have a really big goal that you want to achieve that's part of the big vision for your life. And I want to ask you to test it. Is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it achievable? Is it relevant? And do you have a date on it? It's the date thing that trips people up, because they usually look at me when I say this and go, oh, wow, now we have got to really be held accountable to getting this done. But that's the whole key to the thing, is that if you don't have a timestamp on it, it's just going to, drift by. So how do you pick a date? So you need to have a date that means something to you, so it's non-negotiable, so you don't quit. You don't keep pushing it off. So I'm going to use one of my goals as an example for you. So when I first stepped into my first business, my son was 2 years old, and I was 5 months pregnant. And I was still working full-time, and he was in daycare, and I was hating that. So when I jumped into starting my business, I had a goal that I needed to achieve before my baby girl was born. So I had 3 months to get this done. So I had a timestamp that was non-negotiable. That baby was coming. And in order for me to do what I wanted to do with my vision, which was quit my job and work from home, I had to replace that income. And I knew exactly what level I needed to be at in my company in order to do that. So I knew the specifics. I had a timestamp on it that I could not move, and it was everything to me. So when you pick the dates, you guys, make it so that it is something big and non-negotiable that you cannot move. That's how you stay consistent with your goals. This is how, when on the days where you just don't feel it, you don't want to do it. Man, there were so many days I wanted to quit my business, I can't even begin to tell you. And what kept me going with my goals and my daily activity was that non-negotiable date. So whatever it means to you, if there's a weight loss goal you have, maybe there's some big event coming up in your life, weddings are usually a thing for people, reunions, whatever it means for you. Maybe you've had a health scare and this is non-negotiable for you now. You've got to get healthier. So you see where I'm going with that. So you can set some 1-year goals in every area. You can set then reverse down into, okay, if this is 1 year, where am I going to be in 6 months? The reason I had to circle 90 days is because this is usually a time frame that people can really stick to for a shorter period of time. Where are you going to be in each of those goals just 3 months from now? And just stay consistent with that for a while. Don't worry about 6 months or a year. Every 90 days, what you can do is evaluate. How did I do? Am I anywhere near to the goal long term? If not, don't beat yourself up about it. It's not a judgment thing. Just reevaluate and, you know, reset the goal. Here's the last thing I want to tell you about goal setting, and this is the secret. And I'm going to go back to my weight loss friend. The reason most of us don't achieve the goals is not that we don't know how to do what we need to do, and it's not that we aren't equipped. It's that we have blocks that are keeping us from going after the goal, and they aren't our circumstances. It's what's going on up here. It's always, almost always, a mindset issue. So we went back to my friend that was saying, okay, 20 pounds by the end of the year. I asked her, what's going to be the biggest obstacle to that goal? What could be some of the obstacles? So we talked about, does she have time to work out? A lot of people can use that as an excuse. I don't have the time. I'm too busy. I just don't know where to fit it in. And I said to her, okay, let's talk about, is that a real obstacle for you? Because in her mind, it was a belief that it was. But when I asked her and everybody in the group, I said, do we all know super busy people that also make health a priority? And the answer, of course, was yes, we all do. So we do know it's achievable, even if you're really busy. The other thing I asked her was, what would be another obstacle circumstantially that you think? And she said, well, I can't really afford a trainer or to be in a gym. And I said, okay, do we know people that don't belong to gyms or have trainers that still work out? And the answer, of course, was yes. And now more than ever, because of all the free apps that you can download virtually, there's no excuse to use the money thing, right? So you see where I'm going with this is that a lot of times, more times than not, we set the goal, but we don't think to ourselves, what's going to be the real obstacle here? And I want you to think of all the obstacles / excuses that you could put there. But I want you to think about this. The last thing I asked her was, what is the belief that you hold for yourself around not being able to lose the weight? And she said, honestly, she said, I have a belief that I can't lose the weight because everybody in my family has always been healthy. That's just how we are. And of course, we totally debunked that. Now what we have is the real obstacle. It's a mindset thing. You guys, really test yourself on this, because if we were in a workshop, this is where it really would get fun, is I would start asking people to be very transparent around what's going on inside their head when they tell themselves their vision for their life and their goals. And transparently, they would say the things that were mindsets, beliefs that they have. Largely, a big area is in the area of money. A lot of people have beliefs around money that were passed down to them because of how their parents dealt with money or what they heard about money. There's lots of barriers around us thinking I could never achieve that level of financial success. And it's not, again, that you need another degree or you need to, you know, work two jobs or, you know, anything like that. It's usually, what are your beliefs about money? There's so many shifts you can make in this belief area, you guys. And I want to tell you to revisit your vision. If you haven't written it, go back to the episode that's entitled How to Gain Clarity on the Direction of Your Life. It will help you write this out. And when you write it, I want you to ask yourself, what are the goals? So take the 3 years, back them down into one year, 6 months, 90 days. It's going to help you with the tip of your ice cream cone, which is what's the daily activity I should be doing every day just to keep moving forward. But I also want to ask you to be thinking about, what are the beliefs that I have going on? Because there is where you really need to do the work. Set some goals around breaking down the barriers, the mindsets, the negative narrative that you have going on. And there's so many ways to do that. Books, either reading or Audible, getting around other people who are working through their own mindset issues. Lots of masterminds you can join around that. Events that you can go to. Coaching. I always work with coaches, and more times than not, what they help me through are the barriers or the beliefs that I have going on. It's not a skill thing or a resource thing or an action thing. It's what am I really believing or thinking about that thing? So I hope you will take the time to write your vision, set some goals, identify the real obstacles, and just be real about how you're going to break through those barriers and personally grow. So I have two gifts for you. One is I want to give you the downloadable version of my Visions Victory Workbook. It will actually be a guide to help you write the vision if you've never done it before. I'm going to put the link to that downloadable book here in the show notes, but you can also text to get it. And by texting, you just text the word VICTORY, all in caps, to 26786, and that'll give you the downloadable book. The other gift I have for you is when you write your vision, I'm going to also open up for a short time my calendar so that you can set a time to have a complimentary vision call with me. I love to read people's visions and help them identify maybe some beliefs that you don't really, you haven't really identified yet. I'm pretty good about reading between the lines and helping you through that. So I'll put the link to my calendar here below. I hope you will take advantage of that. So thanks for listening to this episode. Always appreciate you sharing and subscribing. And I'm always here to keep reminding you to keep looking up.
If you found this episode inspiring or helpful, please share it with a friend or a family member. In order to be successful on this mission, I can't do it alone. Connect with me at www.carrieconley.com. And don't forget to sign up for my weekly Do It On Purpose newsletter. Let's build this life-giving vision movement together to end this epidemic, save lives, and create purpose.